Chapter 14. A Georgian Disgrace. It is usually estimated that 7/8 of the structures in Victorian London were actually Georgian. The face of the city and its general architectural character were legacies of that earlier era. The Victorians did not begin to rebuild their capital in any substantial way until the 1880s. This reluctance reflected the economics of urban building. For most of the century, it simply was not profitable to tear down old structures, even those badly suited to their modern functions. Certainly the reluctance was not aesthetic. The Victorians loathed the Georgian style, which Ruskin himself termed the ne plus ultra of ugliness. Thus it is perhaps not surprising that the Times, in reporting that a convict had escaped from Newgate Prison, observed that the virtues of this edifice have been clearly overstated. Not only is escape from its confines possible, it is mere child's play, for the fleeing villain had not yet attained his majority. It is time for this public disgrace to be torn down. The article went on to comment that the Metropolitan Police has dispatched groups of armed officers into the rookeries of the town in order to flush out the escaped man, and there is every expectation of his apprehension. There were no follow-up reports. One must remember that during this period, jailbreaks were, in the words of one commentator, quite as common as illegitimate births, and nothing so ordinary was really newsworthy. At a time when the curtains of the windows of Parliament were being soaked in lime to protect the members against the cholera epidemic, while they debated the conduct of the Crimean campaign, the newspapers could not be bothered with a minor felon from the dangerous classes who had been lucky enough to make a clean getaway. A month later, the body of a young man was found floating in the Thames, and the police authorities identified him as the escaped convict from Newgate. It received barely a paragraph in the Evening Standard. The other newspapers did not mention it at all.